I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, Chico. I'm your host, Vince Haney, for this segment of Chico Now, and I'm in the studio with Nicole Bateman. She's with Habitat. She's the executive director of Habitat for Humanity, and she brought a special guest along.
Yeah, I'm so glad.
I call her AM. That's Abby McGuire. Welcome to the broadcast,
Thank
ladies.
Thank you.
So, hey, what brings you ladies here?
Well, I'm so glad to have Abby with me today. Mm-hmm. Abby is going to be one of our new homeowners over on Mulberry. So I thought it would just be good just to talk with her about what her experiences have been with Habitat and where she's coming from and what she's looking forward to. I know last month we had another homeowner. We had Kayla last month.
Yes.
And so it's just nice for us to bring people on to let people know kind of who we're working with and what they're looking forward to.
Well, before we move forward with Abby, can you tell us who is a Habitat? For our listeners that may not know,
sure.
Everybody don't know who Habitat
yeah.
is.
Oh, good. Thank you. Yeah. Well, we've been operating in Chico in Butte County, actually, for 26 years now. We built a total of 34 houses. We do affordable housing for people who qualify for our services. And people who qualify are people who need affordable housing, people who can pay an affordable mortgage with us. So they're the people who are normally working or have some stable income. And then people who will participate with us to help build their houses. So we'll partner with us and do sweat equity hours. So those are basically the criteria that we're looking at when we look to for partners with homeowners. And we actually went through that process with Abby just about, it's been about 6 months ago, actually, that we went through the process to choose the next families. And we'll probably do that process again probably another 6 or 7 months from now for our next projects. We're looking to grow right now. We currently have been building 2 houses a year, and we're going to start building 6 houses, which is the Mulberry project in Chico, and we're going to start that in March.
Well, you said something about affordable housing. I just was thinking, I wish our financial institutions, lending institutions, would use Habitat's model for financing. Then everybody can afford a house.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's true. I mean, the thing is that you're right. We do require just a down payment of $1,000.
There you go.
You can just do it. And it's a 20 or 30 year mortgage with us, and the payments are no more than 30% of their income, and it's a zero interest mortgage.
Can you communicate that to Ben Carson and those guys in Washington, and let's just make that standard for the U.S.
Yeah. And I'll say
that's
the
model.
We've had no foreclosures.
That's the model.
No foreclosures, right? Yeah.
If it's not broke.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's working.
Yeah. And just that people are investing, you know, their money and their time to get their house built. And
it's definitely a plus.
And it's a win-win.
Yes.
You know, it's a win-win for the families and for the community because we're helping to revitalize different parts of
communities. And just one more thing before we get to Abby. And their mortgage payment is based on their income or the price of the house?
It's based on their income.
See, that's what I'm talking
yep.
about. It's everybody in America could have a house.
Yep.
That's
going to
solve all homeless issues right there.
Well, you're right. And it's no more than 30% of their income.
Yeah.
30% of your income.
Yeah. So it's definitely.
Okay. A vote for Vince gets that policy, that new policy for all of America.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Anyway.
It is. I know.
The Habitat model. That's what I'm calling it.
It is true. I know. Yeah. It is true. I mean, and especially now. I mean,
yes.
More and more people cannot afford. People who
that's
are
what I'm
both
saying.
Parents are working and they still can't afford a house.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The Habitat model.
It that's definitely
what we're
works.
We're going to make that a U.S. standard.
Yeah.
I'm pushing for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, welcome to the podcast.
Thank
Abby.
You. I'm very excited
thanks for,
to be here.
Thanks for making sure I do the introduction. I always make the assumption. But you're right. Many people think that you know, the Habitat's giving houses away, too.
Yeah,
and that's not what we're doing.
Oh.
We are actually, people are working for it, and we are selling them. we're selling them for what they can afford.
There you go.
So,
I think that's a biblical model as well.
Yeah. Right.
I think
exactly.
It really is.
Yeah. That we all join together.
Right.
To make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, yeah. So we're excited. We're excited to be launching off into our growth mode to do 6 houses this next year, and Abby's one of those recipients. And so, and Abby's the great thing about this new project is we're gonna have 6 houses, and there's gonna be 3 accessible accessory dwelling units, and Abby will be one of those living in the smaller units.
Well, in the industry, they're referred to as in-law units.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes. Exactly. Thank you.
I was telling my wife about it this morning. I said those new houses on Mulberry where we used to live when we first moved to Chico, they're the bomb. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay, Abby.
So I thought just having Abby introduce herself and Abby also is a Camp Fire survivor as well. Mm-hmm. 5 of these 6 houses are for Camp Fire survivors. So that's an interesting story for her too. But just have her introduce herself about where she's come from and her family and where she works at.
Okay. Hello, you guys. I'm excited to be here. My name is Abby, like they said, and I was raised in Chico, born in Alaska. I was raised at my mom's child care center that she works at, Chico Community Children's Center, which I now work at since 2002. It's a great place, low income for at risk and low income to moderate families. We are a nonprofit and we're here for the community.
Okay, well, our commercial seemed like it came on a little soon, but I guess we did a lot of talking in the intro. Again, Vince Haney will be right back after the short commercial break with more of Abby and Nicole from Habitat for Humanity. Vince Haney, Chico Now.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back, Chico. Again, I'm your host, Vin Taney, for this segment of Chico Now. And again, in the studio with Nicole Bateman and her special guest, Abby McGuire. They're with Habitat. Before we were rudely interrupted by the commercial, you were saying, Abby?
I was just talking about where I work. Since 2002, I've worked at Chico Community Children's Center. I love it. It is low-income and at-risk child care center. And we are funded by CDE. It's a nonprofit program. And I was raised, my mom worked there since I was 1 year old and I'm 36 now. So it was where I was raised. We're a big part of the community and my son as well. He's 12 now, so he aged out, but he went there. And luckily it's right around the corner from where the houses are going to be built.
So now you'll be able to, there's a lot of benefits to you being the newest recipient of those houses on Mulberry. You can walk to work.
Oh, yes.
No excuse for being late.
No, I actually run, too. And every morning I get to work early. So I do, like, from the Mulberry, it's like Mulberry to Elm and 22nd to 23rd. I do that loop, like, 3 times. So I run past it every morning, and it'll be my 5 o'clock run that I do now as well. So I'm super excited.
Yes.
And the area is very familiar to me, like I said, because I grew up there and I actually was raised on West 22nd Street, right on the other side. So it's all familiar territory to me and it's like home.
Well, I want to say welcome back to Chico.
Thank you. Thank you. It's kind of sad because I was just starting to like fully get used to Paradise because it's a lot different and it's a lot slower paced. I moved there with my son, Matthew, who is almost 12 years old, into my parents' house because I was renting for about 10, 11 years at Pine Tree. and things got bad and I had to move out. So all my hard work, all my money, everything, you know, I just, that was when I got to see, you know, that's what sucks about renting. And I moved to Paradise and we were staying in my parents' extra bedroom. So Matthew and I were sharing a room and we were there probably about 2 years, I think, before the fire. And then when the fire hit, we just lost everything. All there was left was a chimney. So,
geez, sorry to hear that. Yeah. But so, there's a happy ending.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So actually, I just want to ask you, what do you do with the center?
I forgot. Yeah. I am the infant supervisor. So my passion is children, but my big, big passion is babies. I love babies. And so when I went to school for child development, I specifically went for infant. And I have been the supervisor, I believe, since 2007 or 2008. So it's really awesome. I get to run my own little program, and we're really involved with WestEd and Step Up and a lot of programs to keep our professional growth and keep up to date on new things in education. So, with CDE, so we do DRDP assessments, and it's just, I love it. I love everything.
Yeah, it's definitely a reputable program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just the fact that it's a lot of at-risk and families, it's really rewarding because we're really there, like, for the kids, and they need us, and sometimes they're with us more than they're with their families. So it's really important to be there and be a positive role model.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Well, so how did you find out about Habitat?
Actually, how I first found out about it was those houses that are right, they're right by the center. I don't know if it is.
Oh, yeah, we have two houses over on 22nd Street.
Yeah. So those, not the ones on 22nd, the ones right around the corner on the other side behind the fairgrounds, aren't those Habitat houses?
No.
Oh, those aren't?
No.
Oh, well,
they look like they could be.
I thought they were. And so anyway, one of our children lived in those Habitat houses, so I'm guessing I just thought it was in the other area. So that's when I heard about it.
Well, we are building on 20th Street.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
No, this is back when I even had my son. Anyway, I'd heard about it from them, and I thought it was a great opportunity. And, you know, I kind of, like, was like, oh, I'd want to do that because my dad was actually in construction, and he passed away of suicide the day before my 18th birthday. But we were very, very close, and I used to sit on the construction sites with him, and he built half of our house. So it was always, like, my dream to build my own house or have him build a house, you know. And so when I heard about that, I was like, it's so awesome. And then later, I had a coworker who ended up getting a Habitat house. And so I learned more about it and was really interested in it. And at that time when I looked into it, I found out that they weren't doing two people families. You had to have three or more. So I kind of like put it on the back burner from then. And then one of my friends just recently at the 20th Street houses, she's getting one of those houses, and she put out the flyer for the campfire. And when I saw it, probably a week before, me and my coworker were just talking about, like, oh, you know, like, it would be perfect for you, but, like, it just sucks that, you know, you're only two people family. And that happened, so I was like, I gotta do this. I gotta try.
Well, hey, it's time for a commercial break again. So, Abby, we'll be back to continue with that story after this short commercial break. Again, Vince Haney in the studio with Abby McGuire and Nicole Bateman with Habitat for Humanity. We'll be right back.
Scott Allred.
I'm Vince Haney.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back, Chico. Again, I'm your host, Vince Haney, for this segment of Chico Now. And again, I'm in the studio with Nicole Bateman, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity, and she brought a special guest, Abby McGuire. She's one of the new recipients of the new Habitat Build. What are you guys calling that area?
The Mulberry Build.
The Mulberry Build. Mulberry Build.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And Amanda's one of the proud recipients. And you were saying before the we were rudely interrupted by the commercial again.
Yeah. She was saying how she got involved with Habitat.
Yes. So basically, then my friend put out the ad for the Campfire Survivors, and I almost overpassed it because I was like, I don't have the right amount of people. And then I looked, and it said two people, families, and I fit within the amount of,
income.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I have a steady job. So I was like, oh my gosh, this is my chance. And I was, you know, didn't really tell anyone about it. Last minute, I told my stepdad and I was going to go. And he's like, you know, I want to go with you. So I was like, okay. And I went and it was so overwhelming. There was so many people and all these families that I had helped. And I just felt like maybe this isn't for me, you know, maybe someone deserves it more. So I left, but I was like, I'm still going to try, you know. And that after that is when I found out where it was. And when I found out where it was, I was like, this is meant to be. Like, it's right by my work. It's where I run. It's my community already. So I applied, and I'm here now.
I know, you're right. It's a blessing for sure.
Yes.
And that you thought, okay, this is where I need to be. Essentially, because a lot of homeowners kind of say that there's just a feeling that they have when they're going into it. I mean, they never really know, but there's a sense that this could be a good possibility.
Yeah.
And that the stars line up for you.
Yes.
You know, at the right time. So,
yes.
Yeah. So what are you most looking forward to with being a homeowner?
The most that I'm looking forward to is having my own place that when I leave, my son will have, and, you know, no one can take that away from me.
Right.
And the other thing that I'm just so blessed for is that I'm going to be building it myself. Like, that's so awesome.
So how many bedrooms is your place?
It's two bedrooms.
Two bedrooms. Plus the unit, the in-law unit on the back?
No.
Oh, just two bedrooms?
Yeah, just two.
Okay.
Yeah, she's the in-law unit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She is the in-law unit.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
So who's in the...
This is
the way the setup is.
The setup. This is actually going to be interesting... setup because they're going to be tenancy in common. They're going to own their house and they're going to own the land that they're on and they're going to share a driveway.
An easement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So there's two houses on one lot.
Two houses on one lot.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. I got it.
And this actually is new, doing this tenancy in common. There was a law that just passed legislation and it's going to go into effect January 1st.
Oh.
And so you can do tenancy in common, you know, with those smaller units behind you.
Right.
So
that's good.
You could each own it. Yeah.
Thanks for educating us as well.
Yeah.
See there?
Yeah. And if it wasn't for that, then I'd probably not have the opportunity that I have now. And honestly, like, some people are just like, well, that, you know, that's going to be really little. Like, and for me, I'm just so happy. Like, little is fine. Like, we went from, you know, a little apartment to, like, living in a one bedroom to losing everything. And I've just learned how much you don't need, you know, and I'm so blessed to have this experience.
Yeah. I think that those units, the two bedroom is, I think it's 850 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then have a little bit of a yard with you behind there too. So I don't know. Do you have any pets?
We don't, but my son is
getting one.
Yeah. He thinks so.
Yeah.
I'm like, we'll have the house for a while first and then we'll move into that.
Yeah.
But he wants a dog for sure.
I'm sure it does.
Yes.
So all the Mulberry Build is, that's the design.
Yeah.
The two houses on the lot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
See, my assumption was they get both houses.
Some habitats have done that model and have it as a rental to help the income for the person.
That's
up front.
Not the case.
That isn't
bill.
The case with this one.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what is your son thinking?
He is so happy. He has been like on a little mission trying to get me to give him the big room. He has plans and actually Yaya, who's next to us, they go to school together and have become best friends. So
they're going to be neighbors. The other Habitat homeowner, their neighbor, that they know each other
they
through
knew each
school.
Other. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they both go to Marsh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the kids.
Oh, Chico
yeah.
Jr.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, you know, the other thing I was thinking about was, like what are you looking forward to with, because I'm sure you'll be in your house by next Christmas.
Yes.
So so what kinds of things do you think you'll be looking forward to then?
I'm looking forward to being able to put up our tree again. It's kind of small, but we've always lived in an apartment, so we have a little tree that we put up every year. And just being able to have our own home. It's been, I think, since we've had our home, 3 years maybe. Might be going on 4. So mm-hmm. to, you know, be able to have our own place and be able to invite people over it. You know, have mm-hmm. dinners with people. I'm just,
yeah,
can't wait.
I know. It's going to be so exciting. We're looking forward to it.
Yes, yes, and I rejoice with you. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being on the broadcast to share.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure our listeners have been blessed by your story as well. But that's going to do it for us. This segment is over. Thank you guys for coming in, Nicole.
Thank
it's always
you.
A pleasure.
Thanks, Vince.
Join us tomorrow where our host will be Scott Allred. This is Vince Haney, signing out for Chico Now.